Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The Brexit crisis across the Channel in Great Britain has reached new heights, as Prime Minister Theresa May last night lost a second vote on the new deal she has put forward for Britain's forthcoming exit of the European Union. After having been in Brussels for further negotiations with EU officials, Mrs. May's latest exit strategy was resoundingly rejected by MPs at the House of Commons by 149 votes, putting a huge question mark over the way forward. Britain is due to leave the EU on March the 29th, and as yet there is still no definitive plan, as politicians and political parties remain firmly divided on their stance. British newspaper headlines echoed the feelings of despair. The Guardian called the result a scathing setback. The Financial Times going as far as to say that the Prime Minister has lost control. There will be another vote this evening on whether to block the country from leaving the EU in a few weeks with no deal. EU chief negotiator Michel Barnier has reaffirmed that the proposed agreement will remain the only available treaty. After the Ethiopian Airlines crash 3 days ago, in which 157 people died, there has been a Europe-wide suspension of flights on Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Another fatal accident took place in similar circumstances 4 months ago, involving the same model of aeroplane, which has led to the craft being indefinitely grounded. However, the American Federal Aviation Administration are continuing to state that the aircraft are safe to fly. There has been another fatality in the 14th arrondissement in Marseille last night, as several armed men opened fire in what appears to be a revenge attack. A second man was seriously injured in the incident. Such attacks are becoming more frequent. Last year, 23 people were killed in similar circumstances in the Bouches-du-Rhône. Préfectures around the country are starting to make use of new technology to prevent drink driving. Soon, it will be legal for local police to install special sensors, which prevents the car from starting if alcohol is detected. The special breathalyzer kits have already been tested in 7 départements on those who fail drink driving tests. The French population are great readers, according to new research. Of those polled, 88% of respondents say they read frequently, with an increasing number, 24%, turning to digital books. And finally to football news and the upcoming Champions League match between Olympique Lyonnais and Barcelona this evening. The teams drew 0-0 in the first leg. Last night's game saw success for Juventus and Bayern Munich, who have now both qualified for the quarterfinals. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.